Okay, look at the Torah, Drushim L'Rosh Hashanah, page 128. Story up to now, the Alter Rebbe was explaining the Pasuk Shuvi Yisrael, and he says that the Eibishter created a concealment to break evil, to transform evil, and he said that there's two levels. There's Yaakov and Yisrael. Yaakov is Yud Okay, bringing the level of Chochmah into Okev, into Heel. Yisrael is already, that he's already connected with Hashem, Kisarisim, Lekiva Anoshim, Ratuchal. He started explaining that that's the level of Shemayim and Oretz. Shemayim is the level of Yisrael. And he started saying also that these levels are Neshama, I mean Seichel, and Machshava, and then Dibur Amaitza. So Seichel, Machshava, like he said, Machshava is one with the Nefesh. So that's Shemayim, and then the other two are Oretz, and that's it. Then he starts explaining that Vayaram Vayiplu Vayar Kolam Vayiplu Openem, and they said Vayalion of Hashem Olekim, Hashem Olekim. So he asked the question, what we're middle now. What does it mean, Hashem Olekim, twice? See, so the Rebbe started explaining there's two interpretations to the word Havayahu Olekim. One is that even Havaya, which means even the infinite revelation of Hashem, is also Elokim, meaning is also a Tzimtzum, because compared to the essence of Hashem, the greatest revelation is also Tzimtzum. Let me see where we're up to. Okay, so we're on the first column, about 15 lines from the end of the page. Upirash Hasheni, what's the second meaning of Hashem Hu Elokim? Ki b'chein es Havaya. That the level of Yud Kevavki that creates every existence shall shame Zenikra Havaya. And therefore, what Yud Kevavki, so this explains, comes to the word Mahava, which means creator. Now, what does it mean creator? Like Dalton Rebbe says, Lashon Haiva, the Mahava, and the Yud, Shemiresha Teva, Heiru Shumhava Tomid. Okay, this Chassidus says many times. Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Hey Vav and Hey is the word Mahava, basically creating. Yud, at the beginning of word in Lashon Kodesh, they call it Kachayasi Iyuv, that means not only future tense, but continuously doing it. So Yud Kei Vav Kei means Hashem is constantly creating. That's only Bechina Selukim Vitzimtel Gabi Atzmusim Mosi is Barta Kaviyachu. That level is also the level of Elokim. Like it says, Ani Havaya Shmi. Shebchin is Havaya, even the level of Havaya, is also the level of shame. Even that is only a name and not the essence. Okmei al derech Moshe. Shem ha'odam Avraham. Like he gives an example. The Kaul Kant, the Nalda Altarev has explained what we learned many times. A name is not your essence. The name is only the way somebody can identify you, talk about you, talk to you. You know, like he says, the name Avram, for instance, Ein al-Zulasi l'kareti b'shmei. The only purpose of a name is for somebody else to talk to you, call you. Avul Ein l'Hashem erech v'yachas klal. Nevertheless, the name has no connection. El-Atzmasim hu'sa adam. To the essence of the person, She'enim ha'muhusi. It's not, the name has nothing to do with the essence. Yet, Chassidus explains that a name causes the whole essence of the person to turn to you. In other words, my name has nothing to do with my essence. It only is for you to identify with somebody else. If I would be the only one in the world, I wouldn't need a name. So even though a name has nothing to do with the essence of the person, but nevertheless, by calling the name, the whole person turns to you. It draws the whole person. And he says,
what? That's contrary to what we learned, that parents are given a gua at the time of the birth, that the essence of the child is being called.
Correct. That is the lifeline of the neshama, is the name. Okay? But if I was born and I don't have a name, I was never given a name, I still have a lifeline. I just don't know what my name is. A person, God forbid, that doesn't have a name, I mean, that doesn't get a name, God forbid, doesn't die. In other words, there is a lifeline that's coming through the name. But it's not my, it's not me. It's only the lifeline. So if I don't have a name, I can still live. The parents are given the prophecy to know what is the lifeline of the neshama to come into the body. No, the parents didn't make a mistake. That's why, with all due respect to these hocus pocus people that tell people always to change the names, yeah, the Rebbe wasn't for that, because bottom line is the name was a prophecy given for the life. Or what are you changing names for? What?
Hashem is the only thing that there is, no.
Yeah, no.
He has a name.
No. The name, that's what the Alter Rebbe is saying here. The name of Hashem is not the, it's only Tzimtzum. Havai, even the name is also a Tzimtzum.
It's a way to relate to.
Correct. He says, V'leimer, kachin, ebchin, esam shachaz, ushla havai. This revelation in the world of Havai v'ches, merits a baruch. V'hach, yiseilam, is to give life to the world. V'lachayes, meyayin liyesh. And to give meaning, this level of Yudke Vavke, which is Mahava, meaning the power of Hashem to create the world, there's Ein Arech Elav Yizbar a cloud. It's not connected, there's no connection to Hashem at all. Kamoshul Ziv Hashemish Me Hashemish, like the ray of the sun in the sun. In other words, even though Havaya creates the world, and by the way, Havaya is the creator, but it has to go through Elohim. Because if Havaya would create, the world would be infinite. Because Havaya is an infinite level of Elokus. So Havaya, Elokim can't create. It's Havaya going through the name of Elokim. So Havaya is the creator. Yeah? And therefore he says, it's not at all in connect, that's not at all connected to the level of the essence of Hashem. Even Yudke Vavke, that creates the infinite essential name of Hashem, is still a name. And if it's a name, it's not the essence. He says, "Kineh hu levadis bar kadosh umuvdo migedet al." By the way, that's the level of ato anoichi, equivalent nameless. That's the essence. "Kineh hu levadis bar kadosh umuvdo migedet alman." Hashem is completely removed from the realm of worlds. V'gam shmei nisgiv b'chinas levade. Even the level of name is also removed from the world. Okay, meaning like this. We say in davening every day, God's name is completely removed. His ray, which means the ray of his name, is al eretz shemayim. So the Alter Rebbe says it's a ray of a ray, because even Yudke Vavke is not the essence. Yudke Vavke is only a manifestation, a revelation of godliness. So then, even that revelation of Hashem, though, is completely removed. That's Yudke Vavke, removed from the world. Hayday, a ray of shame, which is basically Elohim, that is what comes into the world. Ha'odah Vav Gamzeis. And Al Daika, it's Hayday Aled, it's a Shemayim. V'leshayach Olav Yisbar B'chinus Havayim. You can't even say on Hashem the name Yudke Vavke. Why? Because he's going to explain. Yudke Vavke is Chochma Bina, six spheres, and Malchus. Or Atzilus B'rir Yitzir Nasiyah. That's not Hashem. That's only spheres. That's world. Helam. That's all the world. Yeah, great world Atzilus, but it's still a world. Ki'inyin Havai is Yud Chochma. Le'ishayich Olav Yisbar Akla. You can't say on the essence of Hashem that he's Chochm. Why? Because we say antu chakim v'lei b'chochmi yediyah. So the Eibishter is, because even a level of chokhmah, as great as it is still a limitation. That is chokhmah. So in a revelation of Hashem, you could say, any revelation, by the way, is limited in the way it's revealed. Any revelation, if it's more or less, you get more revelation, less revelation, that's automatically a limitation. Even if it's, let's say, infinite chokhma, infinite bina, infinite chesed, it's still chesed. it's not Gvura. Infinite Chesed is also limited, that it's Chesed and not Gvura. And even, one second, even in infinite, you also have different levels.
Yeah.
Okay. How? Because even in infinite, you can have, and again, infinite Chesed, infinite Gvura. Yeah, but it's chesed. But it's chesed. That's a limitation. Okay, so you have unlimited chesed, unlimited gvur. There's a letter from the Rebbe. The Rebbe writes, even if they had symptoms, there's levels.
How could it be revealed if it's a symptom? If it's a symptom, how could it be revealed?
No, the symptom is what's allowing it to be revealed.
But it's revealed. If it's revealed, it's not a symptom. If it's revealed.
If you have unlimited chesed,
yes.
Is that a revelation?
Yes.
Is it limited or unlimited?
You just said unlimited.
But it's unlimited chesed, which automatically is limitation.
It's only chesed.
Well, listen, I have enough problems understanding even the finite. Forget the infinite.
That's not called infinite.
Compared to what? Compared to limited chesed, unlimited chesed is infinite. Compared to the levels above all of that, yeah, it's finite.
Because you made a blanket statement saying
in Zaya it says in Pnimah Satera, that's kosher. Like there's no questions, there's no contradictions. In Nigla, in Gemara, you can have contradictions. It says Mutar Asid. Yeah, you can have contradictions. In Kabbalah and Chassidus, you can't have contradictions. Because even though, let's say, one place it says something is infinite, and another place it says it's finite, which both are true. Compared to higher, it's finite. Compared to lower, it's infinite. Is this machine big or small? Compared to a little ant, it's big. Compared to the room, it's small. I mean, it's not a... So somebody can say this is big and this is small. This is infinite, this is finite. It's not a problem. Depending what?
But when you make a statement saying infinity, it has to be, I mean, you can't say there are different levels in infinity.
We just said you can have unlimited chesed, unlimited gvur.
Scientifically proven.
Okay. Hello, he says, the bottom line. What?
I'm not a scientist.
Compared to the level of... Remember in Pasuk Eliyahu, we learned that what he's saying over here, Chachma is only the source. Chachma Vatzil is the source of Chachma, but itself is really infinite. So what is he saying? The name of Yudke Vavke, compared to the level of Chachma and Bina and Chesed and the limitations, Arihu Yisbarach Mokel Lehem. If that's the source for them. So compared to what they are chesed, to Yud Kevavke is infinite. But it doesn't come into the level of Chachma, because Chachma, I'll give you another sort of thing. Something could be a source for something, has nothing to do with it. You could rub two stones. You have a stone. You have flint stone. You rub it together, you create fire. Okay? I'm going to go like this, I'm not going to create fire. I take two stones, I rub it together, I'm going to create fire. Which means the Tzura Chalamish is a source of fire. It's the source of fire. Yet, it's not hot. You can put it into water for 100 years, take it out and rub it, it's gonna spark. It's the source of fire, but it's nothing. And then you have the other mushel is Gecholam Eimimis. You have, let's say, a barbecue, yeah? Where you look at the barbecue, there's no fire coming up. It's on, but you blow on it, you'll see the fire. Okay? But look at it, you don't see a fire. You might like, forget and touch it, God forbid. Yeah? But over there, it's hot, And the second you blow on it without any effort, the fire is going to come out. Tzorech HaLamish is cold. You can hold it in your hand as much as you want. So it's also a source of fire, but it has nothing to do with it. In other words, nothing to do with the actual fire. It's only a source that creates the fire. He says, Uksiv Mebchinas Ayin, meaning that Chochma comes from the level of Ayin, Hainu Shehen, Yisavas Chochma Mebchinas Ishtaushin, Stavshin, Ointa Baruch Hu Mamish. Meaning, Chochma doesn't come, like, Chochma is Mi Ayin Timotzi, right? Chochma is the first of the Sviras. And the Pasuk says, Chochma comes from Ayin, which means, normally, the Sviras, Bina comes from Chochma, Chesed, and then Gvura, and then Teferis, and you know, each one comes from the next. Where does Chochma come from? Chochma comes from the level of Ayin, meaning it's not coming from the level of Shtaushas, cause and effect. In other words, Seichel causes Midas, intellect causes feelings. But that's cause and effect. But Chochma is a new thing. It doesn't have El Mechinas Ayin Vefes, which is the Ziv. And Ziv or Atzmei Tzimtzum Rava Otzim Lagabi Erin Tzav Baruch Atzmei. And even this Ray, which is Chochma, is also a far cry from, it's a tremendous symptom compared to the essence. By the way, what Alter Rebbe is explaining over here is very simple. The Kanta Hashem Olekim means, yes, Havaya creates everything, and it's very powerful, but compared to Hashem, it's actually nothing. It's very simple. And that's what Yaakov said, B'tfilasi, Im yi elekim imadi. But Yaakov, by the dream over there with the rocks, he says, Hashem will be with me and guard me. V'shavti v'sholom el beis avi, and I'll be brought home peacefully. Azai v'haya avai li elekim. Okay? So now the question is, we learned this a lot in the Teira Oros. But Yaakov Avinu says a very strange pasuk. Yaakov Avinu is a great man. He comes after the dream over there, and he says, Mi elekim imadi, if God will be with me, and he'll guard me, then v'hoi Hashem li elekim. Which simply means, taking it simple, you know what, God, if you're good to me, then you'll be my God. That's what the pasuk says. Imi elokim imadi. If you'll be with me, and you'll guard me, and you'll bring me home, v'shafti b'vel shalom abeisavi, then v'hoi Hashem li elokim, then you'll be my God. Well, the Yaakov Avinu, that's what he, come on. So here the Rebbe is saying, no. He says like this, Imi elokim imadi, meaning, Pirish, ki ach ashi elokim imadi, because Elohim was with me, meaning, I broke evil, and after all the levels of Elokus, then, Yaakov is saying like this, Elohim is Tzimtzum, right? The Avod of the Jew. He says, "Imi Elokim imadi," that means I will do the level of Iskafia and Isapcha, and all the very different levels. Shemarani Baderech Hazeh is one level of Elokus. Vahayash Veshafti B'Sholem Beisavi. We learned in the other Beisholem. Remember that. Okay. So Yaakov Avinu is saying, not if you do this to me, then okay, I like you. Yaakov Avinu is saying, if I reach a level through Iskafia, that Elohim will be with me, then that level of Aveda will cause me to reveal and understand that Havaya is Elohim. Not then you'll be my God. Then he should say, Vaya Hashem Li. Hashem Li Elohim, meaning I'll come to the realization that even Havaya is only the level of Tzimtzum and Elohim.
Only Yaakov could do that, not Israel, right?
Yaakov is the level of his Kafir. Therefore, he had to leave the level of Lavan's house because that's what he accomplished. The avod of Yaakov in Lavan's house, remember, yeah, all the anger of Hashem. There, he was able to set up the Yud Bishvatim or the Yud Aleph Shvatim. Binyamin was born on the way back. He was able to, that's the way, then he was able to become Yisrael. Yeah. In a level, after all the madrigs until the ultimate level. I'm going to come to this great super level of Eretz Baruch Hu Shelamayla Mebchinas Havaya. I'll reach the level of a kus so much higher than Havaya, to the extent that Havaya is like Elokim. In other words, normally Havaya is infinite, and then you have Elokim. Yeah, so Lucheira, they're opposites. Now, when you reach a level above both, then Havaya and Elokim is the same thing. Havaya infinite and Elokim and Elokim as a separate entity, that's only when it's revealed. This is infinite and this is finite. But we learned a million times, Hashem is not infinite, Hashem is not finite. Hashem is above both, and therefore he could do infinite, he could do finite, he can connect them together. So Yaakov Avinu is saying, through his Avaid in Elokim, basically in Beis Lavan, he's able to reach a level that Hashem and Elokim are the same thing by me. And that's, by the way, what the Eden reached by Eliyahu HaNavi when they screamed twice. This is all explaining why the by Eliyahu HaNavi they said twice Hashem Hu Elokim. What?
Potential is not Ilah and Elu. Potential is not cause and effect. Because it said before Surah Al-Hamish.
It doesn't say Surah Al-Hamish. I said Surah Al-Hamish. No mixed out Rebbe.
You mentioned potential.
I mentioned potential. No. Surah, fire from Surah Al-Hamish is not Ilah
va'Olu. So it's potential.
It's a little bit Yeshmiyayin. It's a little bit Yeshmiyayin. I mean, is that Mamish Yeshmiyah? What?
Why did he stop
twice? Well, they didn't get there yet. But he's explaining why did they say it twice. So he starts to explain what Havayu Elokim is. That the infinite is really Elokim, and you know, everything comes from it, is all Tzimtzum, and so on. Okay, so he says now, Yaakov, who can say that Ramadrega Mimata Lamaila. Yaakov is the Aveda of Mimata Lamaila. There's Yaakov in Yisrael. So he says like this. Hainu madreges a tzadikim. Yaakov refers to tzadikim. What is tzadikim? Madreges a tzadikim ahelchem lifnei havai mi madreg le madreg. Okay? That's the level of Yaakov. Yod into, okay, bringing alokus into the world, a good person. Ach mi shehever es aderv v'chot ala nefesh, but a person who sinned. Either transgress the negative or didn't keep a positive. Now the problem is the whole inyan is to bring Havaya and Elokim, which is Yichud Ilo and Yichud Tato. Right? Havaya, said before, is the higher level of Yichud. And Elokim is the lower level of Yichud, right? Elokim means worlds exist. So he said, if you blemished it, then you can't make Havaya or Elokim. If you blemish, you broke it. How are you going to make a Yichud between Havaya and Elokim? You broke the dish. I mean, you broke the keli.
What does it mean that Yaakov said, until Havaya becomes Elokim?
No, you walked out. It means...
the infinite becomes like a regular Yaakov?
Yeah.
What
yes. What he says here, yeah.
Yaakov shouldn't be tzaddikim. Israel should be tzaddikim. Yaakov should be beinuni. He's fighting down here.
Meanwhile, the Alter Rebbe says it's a level of tzaddik. Let's see. Kamitzvah nikra mitzvah savay. The mitzvahs are called mitzvah savay. Like it says, the tzayir according to the talyim is shmei. Okay, it's like it's dependent on the name. Like Hanovim, it is called Mimino Smola. Umimina mitzvah sasei mismaila loisasa. Basically, Zohar says like this, all the mitzvahs of Hashem are connected to the name of Hashem. Your positive is on the right, and negative is on the left. Vinei aim in betikin kirishma lamita. In kirishma shmi almita we say, in pagamti ba'is yud. Over there, the yirotzen over there. If I blemish the letter yud, and I would do an aveda that was supposed to get skila, Or B, the Achet B'yom HaKippurim. We also mentioned after the regular Achets. Achet Toskila and Sreifa. Leidibra B'Avedas Chamuris Dafke Shechayvam Leim Skila Mamish. The Rebbe says it doesn't necessarily mean we're asking for the real Averis that I get Skila. It means Ater B'chin Yisrishtal Shliyesh B'Gashmiz Ruchni Shem Shiyah Skila Gashmiz Al Averis Chumiz B'Gashmiz the Skila B'Ruchniyas. Meaning like this. When we daven al chet, it doesn't mean only Yaveris a real skila. It means, like the Gemara says, you know, a lot of Yaveris are similar to Aveda Zara, like anger is worth similar to Aveda Zara, and this is similar to this. So what does it mean? You don't physically get skila for anger, but you're going to get ruchni is dika skila for anger. When the Gemara says this Aveda is like this Aveda, yeah? So then, it means you don't get physical skill, you don't get, again, like halachically, you don't get skill for anger. But he says, just like this physical skill, this spiritual skill. And therefore, when we say in the Al-Chetz, skill, we don't only mean the physical skill, we mean also the spiritual skill.
Avram, thank you for that.